This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, good to have you along on this podcast. We had an amazing panel, let me tell you, on the show. Two fabulous vocalists with Louise and Bridget. We also had master producer Miklos Malik and the great drummer Eddie Parsons, all shining a light on the brand new album from Ariana Grande. And let me tell you, they all walked out the studio with huge, huge smiles. So let's hope you do as well. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103. 3.8. Yeah, great to have your company once again. What's New 24 is where we are at, our album review. Once again, we've got an extended panel tonight as it's a bit of a special album, and I'll tell you why. I'll introduce our panel. To my right, we have Louise Shufflebottom, mega vocalist, well-known around town. Great to see you, Louise. How are you?
Good, thanks. Am I well-known about town?
You are.
I don't know.
Well, it's for your cats, really. But not so much the voice.
True.
To
true.
My left, we have back from the block, we have Bridget Angelique, Aaron B star, how are you?
Hello, hello. Oh,
nice
thank
to see
you. For having
you
me
you
back.
Said when I mentioned, you know, that we were doing Ariana Grande, you snapped my hand off, really. Didn't
yes,
you? Yeah, big fan.
Another R&B pop singer. Let's go.
Yeah, all right, let's go. We have drummer Eddie Parsons, who's been with What's New right from 22, and he's still here at What's New 24. Eddie, great to see you.
Hi, Mark, and good evening, everybody.
And master producer Miklos Malik is back. And I had to get you back on this. And I also had to play this little clip because I was talking to you guys last week about the fact that Miklos made a special jingle for me one quite a few weeks or months ago now. And it featured Drake, well, sort of, and Ariana Grande. Ever listen to this?
This is The Night Shift.
KZ.
With Mark Lloyd.
With Mark Lloyd.
Drums.
The night shift's on fire.
Bass.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Night shift.
The night shift's on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
The night shift's on fire. Can't get any hotter.
Cool. Can we have a round of applause for Miklos?
Thank
there?
You, thank you.
Have we managed to get Ariana Grande and Drake?
Only for you, Mark. Only for you.
Rather good stuff. And that's just a little, you know, taster of what Miklos can do. Right then. So Ariana Grande, thoughts on this lady? Let's start over here with Bridget.
I mean, she's been around for a while now.
Yeah.
I know this is now going to be her seventh album. She's been kind of out of the spotlight for a little bit, mm-hmm. which, you know, especially when you're getting ready with an album, it takes some time. You really got to prepare. But, I mean, it's so great to see her back doing her thing.
Yep.
And, you know, seeing her from the beginning, from her first hit, going along with, what was it called? The Way?
Justin Bieber.
The one with Mac.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Okay.
All right, we'll
anyways,
we'll get
to that, but
right. Yeah, that was her
first
hit, yeah.
Going
yeah.
from that to now and seeing her evolution, I'm really excited.
Louise, I wouldn't have thought your style of vocalist, because she's pretty high up there, pretty breathy, definitely not a big belter of a voice.
No, I love her vocals.
You do?
And I am super, super excited for her to play Glinda in Wicked. And I know that's not cool to admit, but I'm so excited to see it, because like if you watch her on when she does the talk shows and she goes on like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and does impressions of other people, like you can hear how much of an insane vocalist she is. So I do.
Great stuff. Miklos, you've remixed some of her stuff and put your magic onto some of her stuff. I mean, what was that experience like, actually, you know, getting the songs from Ariana Grande and putting your little
mark on it?
It
was the most stressful project I've ever worked on in my life.
It really was.
Because everything was last moment. It was very high profile.
Yeah.
And it was like a last minute project with actually Kristin Chenoweth, who was the original Glinda in Wicked, and they were friends. She's somewhat of a like a fairy godmother to Ariana, because Ariana was her fan.
Yeah.
And this was Kristin's project with superstars on there, and they wanted Ariana involved, and basically they hired me to whip up a song that they have to make it. Yeah. And I saw Ariana to get on it.
For Ariana, oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Do something special. So I did that and it worked out.
Yeah, cool, cool stuff. Eddie, I mean, Ariana Grande, you're a rocker at heart.
Originally, yes. Yeah. But I'm really excited and looking forward to reviewing this album. And I think I've admired Ariana's voice for a long time. She's certainly one of the premier vocalists out there, female vocalists of this current era. I mean, I liked Aguilera. She was very good, but yeah, bit of a more of a belter. But I mean, there's been some great singers, but this current batch, this girl's got it. Right.
We're going to go as Bridget said. It's her seventh studio album, and the title track, Eternal Sunshine.
People say we both know I couldn't change you. I guess you could say the same. Can't rearrange truth. I've never seen someone lie like you do. So much even you start to think it's true. Ooh, get me out of this loop. Yeah, yeah. So now we play our separate scenes. Now she's in my bed.
Title track Eternal Sunshine. I'm going to come to Miklos, producer, on that. Kind of grooving away to that. You've not had a hand in that one as well, have you?
But I love it. You know, it's amazing. She has such a sweet and unique tone that there's like a heavy track under it, and it became like a sweet trap song, which is very, very rare.
Must be great to work with raw material like that, you know, with a voice like that.
Pretty much, you know, I do master classes and use Ariana's voice in one of like these things that I say, like, you know, a superstar's voice has to be recognized under 1 second, and I play a 1 second little something of from Ariana backwards, and everybody recognizes it every time, and they just call that Ariana Grande.
Cool.
Wow.
What about Louise? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not gonna go into the production or the instrumental discussion today, because there's no point. There's people that can do that better than me. But what I love about this is, if you've seen the film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, like, the lyrics are absolutely spot on. It's about kind of trying to block an ex out of your mind and that kind of thing. So I really love it. Love the vocals.
Not
on my top of the ones that we've listened to, but I do really love it. I think it's a really great song.
Eddie?
Lovely. That lovely close mic technique that she's using there, and that it's her vocals almost whispered, but it's not. And she's got such great vocal control to sing that softly, but it's pure and powerful.
I think is the word for
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Pure.
And that full bass synth that rolls along underneath, it just gives it that low end body.
808, bro. 808.
Yeah. Some shenanigans with the drum machine. There's been compression and bips and bops. I'm sure that Miklos can give us some info on that. But there's lots of percussion stuff going on. And it's just that wonderful, creamy compression that I go on about every week with these modern productions. It's just I don't know if it is compressed, but it's
glossy,
just
glossy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just all there and just sweet.
It's like painting your living room in
yeah,
gloss.
Yeah, it's just.
Let's go to Bridget over here.
Chocolate from
I love,
the block.
I love how they describe everything with the songs. But just to, I guess, to add, I did like the vibe of it. The whole, when she does her R&B vibe, it's always cool. And then her unique, like you said, her voice, you know right away it's hers. So dreamy. And I really liked the lyric where she says Atari and then it has the Atari sounds right in the back. I was like, oh, a little throwback 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was just a nice vibey track for me.
Yeah, I loved it as well, I must say. My son Luther's listening at the moment, so I don't say anything bad about this album. But what I am going to do is play a little clip of Ariana. Just talking about the writing process. She was speaking to Apple Music about this album and how she wrote it.
Something really beautiful about this writing process was that it was taking too long, or if it became too mathematic, or if it became too... we're drilling this pre-chorus to get the right thing, we kind of would bounce around or try a different idea or come back to it and whatever and just do melody passes until it just fell out. So I kind of do feel like everything fell into place that way with this album.
Yeah, so there she's talking a little bit about the writing process. Do you think, does it all start, I often say this about these R&B songs, start with a beat?
No, it gets up with an idea, most likely her ideas from like her voice notes and like one lines. And
yeah.
I mean, she worked with the undisputed king of songwriting and production for the last 30 years, which is Max Martin. So,
God.
Even well, we know
going
Max
back
Martin.
To the She's Got the Look, you know, that's what he
really?
Already had hits and he's still current and still turning them out. So actually a lot of songs on this album sound like other artists, like on The Weeknd or Taylor Swift. It's because it's the same team who's doing it and they're co-writing with Ariana.
Yeah,
and the songs are awesome. Like you're never going to forget them. It's just a great songwriting.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, leave it alone. Leave it the way it is. We'll come back with more from this album, the seventh studio album, Eternal Sunshine from Ariana Grande.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, what's new 24? With the panel, we've got Eddie and Miklos and also Brigitte and Louise talking all things Ariana Grande. We're going to get another track in right now called Yes And.
Thank you.
there's your clubby song on there. Yes, and I'm going to come to Louise on that. You were dancing away, obviously loving that groove on that tune.
It's no surprise to anyone. Of course I love it because it's got such a strong 80s vibe. Like, you can immediately hear Vogue.
Yes.
But there's also a bit of, I heard Respectable by Bananarama there as well. Yeah, like,
now, Mel and Kim, that wasn't it, Respectable?
Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah. Yes, Mel and Kim. Sorry.
It's all right.
Oh, you're getting
I know what you mean, though.
But it was Respect Yourself.
Yes.
Mm. Madonna.
But it's not just that. Madonna. It's not just that. It's the message of this song is just gorgeous. Like, it's, you know, so positive and just get out there and do you. And it is literally what I would say is a perfect modern pop song.
Perfect modern pop song, Eddie.
Indeed it is, yes. I thought the beginning vocal loop, it was really interesting. It's slightly distorted, that very sort of really nice
it was
effect.
A bit odd, that bit.
I think Phil used to call it saturation, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
But just on that vocal loop at the beginning, I liked that. That was really nice. And that old school sort of on the hi-hat, again, very sort of 80s, sort of Barry White-esque. The dance floor remixes of this are going to be all over the floor over the summer.
I bet Miklos has got one out already.
But it's kind of mid-range for her. She goes up, she does go up in the stratosphere a little bit, but she's holding it more in her sort of mid-range, but it's still such a quality voice.
Sounds like the best production in the world to me, Miklos.
I love this vibe, but I think there's a lawsuit coming, so there might be more writers added to the song in a year or so.
It sounds like
it's very obvious, you know, the blueprint was... Vogue, but I love this vibe and I love that they brought it back.
What about Bridget?
I like that it's sassy. I like when Ariana does the sassy vibe. It also kind of reminds me a bit of her Thank You Next. It for me captures that same sassiness, and especially being that, you know, there's a lot of rumors that circulate around about her and things like that. So I like that she took this song to be like, well, you can just
take me as I am.
Yeah, exactly that. And yes, and what? Like, yeah.
Let's get another tune in.
Finger snap.
We can't be friends.
We can't be friends, no.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die, and I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna bite my tongue. Yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love.
Okay, we can't be friends then, Ariana Grande. I'm going to the other way around the table right now. I'll start with Bridget on that tune. Another dancey one there. Bridget?
I thought... Yeah, no, I like this one. It's for me though, it was just okay.
Yeah, not the best on the album.
Not the best on the album, because again, I go more towards liking the R&B type. But I did get to see the music video that she did to this.
Yeah,
and I thought it was pretty interesting. I like, you know, I like when there's the full production of the visuals and everything. And yeah, it's just an overall good pop track.
Miklos, you're making comparisons again.
I love this hook. It feels like a hit I've heard before.
Yeah.
But to me, it sounds like a weekend song. Again, same theme work.
Yeah.
Weekends. But honestly, it's really difficult to write anything that doesn't sound like somebody or something else. If you want it to be a hit and you want it to feel familiar and likable. So,
as Ed Sheeran well knows.
That's pretty much the case.
Eddie, what do you make of that one?
Well, following on from that, we've had this discussion so many times, haven't we, throughout the seasons of doing this show about how it's so hard to be totally original now.
Almost
impossible. But it's, again, following on from what Miklos was saying, it's got everything that is very hip and very vogue now. It's got the right sounds, the right feel, the production, everything. It's very hip, it's very now. Love the chorus, it's beautiful, and that retro rhythm synth really bubbles along nicely.
Louise, vocals on that?
I love this song. I think this is one of my favourites. So I'm probably the opposite to you. You love the R&B and the upbeat stuff, and I'm like, oh, I love a little bit of a sad song with a little bit of a sad message in it. Like, we know that now. But yeah, in case you're wondering what it reminds you of, it's Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Yeah.
It's like almost the sample in the background is almost sound for sound, note for note.
Yeah.
But it's not, that wasn't a super popular version. Everybody knows the Callum Scott version or a different one. And it's like, it's, yeah, like you say, it's a recipe for a great pop song. So.
Mm.
What do you do?
Same people worked on that too. You know, they write what they love.
Are they mixed or written in Sweden? Or
yes.
Something? Yeah.
It is all comes from Sweden. You know, it's super cold, like very dark throughout the year. So all they do is write songs and they become hits. It's just.
That's how it is.
It's just how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a music factory.
In Sweden. Out of the sauna into the studio.
Yeah, right. Okay. This one is called Bye. The songs that we've heard, I think that one is the one that's in the pocket. Let's just hear a bit more of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's that bridge.
There's a bridge. Oh. There's a bridge. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that is gorgeous. That is like 70s disco for me. And I'm thinking, Bridget, that is right up your alley. I think that's the best on the album for me.
This is one of my favorites. I really like the whole grandness of it. We were talking about what it kind of sounded like. It reminded me a little bit of Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, Every Woman.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's really giving me that grande.
Popping for you as well, Louise?
because I heard Young Hearts Run Free.
Oh, can you stand?
So the minute you said 70s, like, this is what I was saying to myself today. I was like, oh, this is, like... It's obviously a super, like, new pop song, but there's just elements, like little tiny things that, especially when you've got these headphones on that you hear, that are what making it super like 70s feel.
Especially that lift that I jumped in on.
Young Hearts Run Free is the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, oh, it's got that.
Yeah, yeah. Eddie.
I love this. This song is going to be massive on the dance floors all over the summer. This album is going to be huge in the summer. Mm. Huge, huge. I particularly liked the Shaft type wah-wah guitar on the intro. And the finger clicks, the classic finger clicks, but a superb vocals again. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, and the strings, awesome.
Yeah, for me as well, it was awesome. Miklos, producer hat on.
With all these classic disco elements in there, it still sounds modern and fresh, which is really hard to do. So kudos to the producers. Yeah. It's also because it's a great song. And they have a bridge. It's amazing. Bridges have been missing from the songs, and this just makes me happy. Yeah. Like, this is a full song with a full story.
And a bridge.
You know?
I love a bridge.
No, or a middle eight.
Bridges are my favourite bit.
Okay, guys. Now, this one, my son was playing in the car the other day, and I did turn around to him and say, who's that? And it says it's the album that you're reviewing this week. I said, I like this. Nice groove called Supernatural.
Yes.
Don't want nobody else around me, just need you right here. You're like the only thing that I see. It's crystal clear and I want you to come claim it. I do. What are you waiting for? Yeah, I want you to name it. I do. Want you to make it yours. It's like supernatural.
Bang on in the groove once again. Let's get the snare drum out of the way first, shall we?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
go
it.
On.
Oh, yes. It's
love a good snare.
A lovely fat snare. Yeah. We haven't had a fat snare for a while.
We haven't. I've missed it.
It's obviously a sample trigger or something, but they've EQ'd it to that wonderful sort of 80s Michael Jackson's kind of sort of snare. And the lovely hi-hats on the offbeats as well. But again, her vocals are superb, and they're playing with some of the effects. Like for a second it dried up, didn't it, for half a line, and it sort of almost brings the vocal close, and then it's back into this beautiful creamy wonderfulness.
Bridget, you were
we were just hearing that bridge was another song that had a really cool bridge change up. But yeah, such a cool vibe. Again, this is more my feel. And I love when they really have her dance with the melodies. I like when she dances with the melodies and it really rides.
It goes up high.
Yeah, and it's very, melodious. And I love her harmonies. It's so beautiful.
Louise?
I love that one. And it's interesting you said Michael Jackson, because when I heard it, I was like, oh, this is giving me Janet Jackson vibes. You know, like when she did like...
We're in the same family, aren't we? Keep it in the family.
That's the way love goes and that kind of thing. So we're like more early 90s. So it's interesting, like everything that we've talked about so far, all the songs have had they're super new, super fresh, but they've all had nods to, like we've had a 70s and 80s, and that to me was a bit of a 90s nod. But they're all in.
The 80s
they're
and 90s
all there,
are
but
in.
They're all just like spot on.
Get it all
in. Miklos producers right on top of that one.
You know, the snare only works in contrast with the beauty of what her voice creates, because that gives us like something hard and something soft and beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, this feels like a Taylor Swift song. Taylor Swift also kind of work with the same Max Martin team, by the way. So there's a reason for that. But I love this hook.
And yeah.
It just feels so good. The whole album just feels great. I can listen from beginning to the end, which is rare these days.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a feeling this has got to be bought on vinyl for a certain friend of mine or my son.
Your son, it'll
be straight onto yeah. this one. Let's get up to the record shop and get that. Final track, The Boy's Mind. There's a clip then of the final track from the album, The Boy Is Mine, Ariana Grande. Final comments from Bridget.
I was so hoping it was going to be like a remake of Monica Brandy, The Boy Is Mine, once I saw the title, but I was like, okay, no. But she definitely did not disappoint with the song. Actually, I think this one is my favorite. And again, such a vibe. And yeah, she did amazing on it.
Is it going to be downloaded and played in
yeah,
your
this
house?
Yeah, this one I would like to
yeah,
hear it over it.
Sounds brilliant on the headphones. She's got a new fan in me. I've never even, you know, gone anywhere near her music before. But after listening to this, I'm, yeah, really like... Well, I had with my jingle, my personal
jingle. There you go,
jingle.
You collaborated with her. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Miklos. What do you think?
You know, I love this album. This song is just channeling Brandy and also Aaliyah vibes.
Yeah.
If you guys remember Aaliyah in a masterful way, I think.
It's, yeah.
It's sorely missing from the palette these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the song.
Eddie?
It's a beautiful, beautiful album. And the only thing I can add is, Miklos and I were saying off mic that it's the budget. This is a rich production. Yeah. There's a lot
the
of money.
The dollars have gone into it.
A lot of money, and it's quality. Quality. It's going to be a massive, massive album.
Yeah. Louise?
I'm just really glad I've finally got an album that I enjoy. Because the last 2 weeks have been dark, just for me personally, on a level of like, I can't listen to them again, but this I will definitely be listening to. Probably the first Ariana album I'd listen to all the way through, actually. Not that I don't love her, I've just never been a massive listen to the whole album thing. Like, I pick songs like Dangerous Woman and all that kind of stuff, but this,
all of us have been smiling.
I think
the one
with
very uplifting
with the lift with the key change by was absolutely epic. That'll be my favorite.
Guys,
thank you all so much for coming along and having a chat talking music. It's been absolutely brilliant to see smiles on your face.
Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.